The Story of Jimmy and Anne. Jimmy and Anne met in Scotland in the 1990s. They were both living in a community that supports people with a learning disability. At the time, they lived in separate houses, but close to each other. Anne's sister said, they started just as friends, which developed into a relationship. Jimmy and Anne were a good match. They got the support they needed to enjoy their relationship. Well, I thought she was a nice lassie. Then we went together, and I didn't want to go too quick. Then I said to her, what do you think of getting engaged? She said, aye. So we had an engagement party. Jimmy and Anne got engaged in 1998. When Jimmy and Anne got engaged, their families thought they should have a long engagement, but that's not what Jimmy and Anne wanted. They went and saw the minister, and I think they were married within a year. That was May 1999, said Anne's sister. Jimmy and Anne's families were supportive of the relationship, but were not sure about their idea to get married. They were worried the marriage might not last. Well, I don't think my uncle liked the idea, said Jimmy. Anne's sister said they wanted them to live together for 6 months, and if it worked, then they could get married. But that's not what Jimmy and Anne wanted, because for them, it was important to be married if they were living together. When I thought about it, I realised that everyone else is given a right to fail. Why should you not have that right just because you have a learning disability? Jimmy and Anne had several meetings with their families, support workers and social workers. In the end, everyone agreed with Anne and Jimmy that they should be able to get married if that's what they wanted to do. Jimmy and Anne wanted a big wedding. Anne's sister said, my dad had thought it would be a small wedding that 8 of us would go to a registry office for the ceremony, then on for lunch, but that wasn't what Anne wanted. They got married at a local church. The minister waived her fee, the church community decorated the church with flowers, and the minister's neighbour chauffeured them in his silver Mercedes. A friend made a wedding dress for Anne. Jimmy said, oh, there was quite a lot of folk there, friends and family, a big thing. Anne's sister said, the church was absolutely stowed, full to the brim, and it was a lovely wedding ceremony. Anne had picked her favourite hymns, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace and Give Me Joy in My Heart, Sing Hosanna, and members of both families participated in the service. On the day, the best man forgot the rings. Jimmy said, so Anne had to wear the minister's ring as a symbol and I had to wear the best man's ring. Jimmy and Anne moved into their own flat. They continued to be supported by workers from the community. We got support every day. They came, helped us cook dinner, made a menu plan up for shopping. Then we'd go to Tesco's and buy the stuff, said Jimmy. Jimmy and Anne both worked during the week and shared household tasks. Well, Anne worked at Morrison's, he said. I was working in the nursing home, cut the grass. So I was working there, cutting grass and all that, doing things. They were very sociable and enjoyed going to clubs, the theatre and cinema and taking trips. They helped each other. Anne's sister said, for the first few years, they just had a very happy life. The way the relationship worked was Anne could read and write, so she organised the money and she would manage everything at home. Jimmy was more worldly, so he would organise for them to go on trips like on the Waverley, to shows or the cinema, and they always went on their annual holiday to Butlins for a week. Around 10 years after they met, people noticed changes in Anne. She seemed less confident and Jimmy started helping her with things she had usually done herself. She became anxious doing things that she'd always been very good at. She was less sure of herself, said Anne's sister. Anne went to see a psychologist whom she had visited a few years before. The psychologist also felt that Anne had changed. She started to see Anne more often during the next years, and in 2011, Anne was told that she had dementia. Anne's sister, the psychologist, and her support worker were there with her on the day. Anne's sister said, "I started to cry," and she got up and she put her arms around me and said, "Don't cry, because if you cry, I'll cry." That became a wee bit of a mantra for us, because as the Alzheimer's developed, sometimes Anne would cry and we just used to always say, "If you cry, I'll cry," and she always stopped. The psychologists and support workers talked to Jimmy about Anne's dementia. "I just needed advice," said Jimmy, "to say what happened, what's going to happen," and they showed me a bit of paper with wee triangles, what would happen and all that, and I'd understand what it was about. Over the next few years, Anne started to need more support. Jimmy and Anne moved into a new flat, and Jimmy did more things at home, like hoovering or ironing. Because of her dementia, Anne sometimes had seizures, and Jimmy made sure she would get help. Jimmy said, "When she took a seizure, you felt it coming. Then I had to phone for the doctor. The doctor had to give her an injection." Sometimes, to give Jimmy respite, Anne's sister would take her to a spa for the day, and a support worker would arrange a day out for Jimmy. One day, they went to the Titanic Museum in Belfast, which Jimmy wanted to visit. Many things stayed the same. Anne and Jimmy continued to visit her sisters, and they all continued to go on holidays together, including a trip to America. Anne also continued to work at Morrison's, although she worked less hours. Anne's sister said, "This is like therapy for Anne," and the Morrison's manager said, "As long as she wants to work and she's capable of coming into work, we will support her to do so." Jimmy and Anne had support from Anne's sisters, workers at the Learning Disability Service, and health professionals at the hospital. On a few occasions, Anne had to go into hospital. Sometimes her sister went into the hospital and stayed with her. Sometimes her support workers sat with her during the day. Anne's sister said, "We made sure Anne was well looked after." Jimmy felt that it helped him to talk to workers when things were difficult, and they took time to talk to him about dementia when he had questions. Jimmy said, "The support saying, 'Jimmy, she can't help it when she's saying that she still loves you,' was helpful." A service manager at the Learning Disability Service arranged for Anne's sister and Jimmy to attend their staff training events about dementia to understand how it develops and the support Anne would need in the future. After some years, Anne was feeling more poorly and she needed more help. She moved to a special house within the community where Anne and Jimmy had met. The house had wider corridors for wheelchairs and there were more staff to support Anne. People asked Jimmy and he agreed that it was the best place for Anne. He said, "That place there, they've got the equipment and the staff are awful nice in there as well." The manager said, "You can come up and see her anytime. I went up every day, had my dinner and tea up there." Jimmy visited Anne every day. When Anne found it more difficult to speak, Jimmy and Anne would sit together to hold hands and listen to music. The manager of the house made a playlist for them with their favourite songs. He said songs that were played at their wedding, songs they liked to sing together, songs that they danced to. I set up the headphones for Anne and then gave Jimmy his and I switched it on. And it was one of those moments that kind of will stay with me for life. Because as soon as I put the music on, they were like in a bubble and she was gazing at him and the two of them were smiling at each other and they were singing along to the songs. In 2017, Anne died. This was a sad day for Jimmy. It helped him to see how many people came to the funeral to celebrate Anne's life. Anne's sister said people queued all the way around the cemetery waiting to get in. There was hundreds of people there. It was incredible. The service manager said they all wanted to come and pay their respects. I think it was lovely to know how much he was loved. Jimmy is still in regular contact with Anne's sisters and he often visits Anne's grave. He said, I'll get some flowers for Valentine's Day, then I'll go up. Sometimes I talk to the grave, so I do. Jimmy enjoys going to college to learn new skills. He enjoys going swimming, socialising with friends, and is part of different local activity groups. He likes to look at photos of Anne and their wedding and holidays together. He often thinks of Anne and he treasures his memories of their time together.